This is WLVR. It's time to Take Five with Grover Silcox. Grover is an award-winning television host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Each week, he'll offer his insights and observations on life. Today,
inspire or be inspired. We are all searching to understand the world and our place in it. In fourth grade, my teacher, Miss Mary, said,
Grover, I heard you make the other kids laugh in the schoolyard at recess.
I unraveled from my usual fetal position and nodded. She said,
Would you like to perform for the whole class on our last day before summer vacation?
That seemed like a terrifying idea, but I just nodded again. When the day came, Miss Mary introduced me. I had written a little routine of bits I used to do for my friends. The time came. I was sure I'd hear the crack of the firing squad and die right there in front of the entire class. I had nothing and everything to lose, so I just jumped, like a pilot from a plummeting fireball. I told my first joke, and bam! The kids roared with laughter. I told the next one, and bam! They roared again, until the roar turned into a tsunami of laughter. From that moment on, I knew whatever I did in life, it would involve telling stories and making people laugh. In high school, I landed the comic role of a newsy neighbor in the school play. My character served as the narrator. Fortune smiled on my performance, and I brought down the proverbial house. The next day, the principal, Mr. Williams, called me to his office. I thought, oh boy, I did something he didn't like. Mr. Williams was very grandfatherly, sort of like a cross between Geppetto in Pinocchio and Miss Brooks in Grease. He was kindly and wise, but you wouldn't want to mess with him. I tiptoed into his office and up to his desk. Mr. Williams furrowed his brow and looked at me, cocked his head to one side as if studying me, and said,
I saw your performance last night, son.
I said, okay. I was very articulate at that age. He said,
What do you want to pursue as a career, son?
I said, I'd like to write stories and maybe be a comedian. Then I thought, gee, that was stupid. I should have said teacher or accountant or something traditional to this super traditional man. Mr. Williams paused, furrowed his brow again, and did that head-cocking thing, looked me straight in the eye, and replied,
Usually I'd advise against that. But after seeing you perform last night, I'd encourage you to do just that. My jaw dropped, and I said, Thank you, Mr. Williams.
He then shook my hand, and I went back to class, doubly sure of what I wanted to do in life. How we understand our place in the world can change in an instant. The New York Times best-selling author-illustrator, Jared Krasuska, offers an amazing example in his popular TED Talk. His parents were largely absent in his childhood. Jared's loving grandparents adopted and raised him. As a boy, he liked drawing and using his imagination to navigate the world. When he was in third grade, a well-known children's author, Jack Gantos, creator of the Rotten Ralph book series, visited his class. The kids drew their own renditions of Rotten Ralph. The author walked down the aisles, poring over each student's drawing without saying a word. But when he got to Jared, he stopped, tapped on his desk, and said, Nice cat, and kept on going. Two words, but they made a colossal difference in Jared's life. This road trip called life offers some fascinating opportunities for transformation. At one juncture, we might find inspiration, and at another, it might find us. Either way, a profound revelation often drives us to take one path over another at a pivotal intersection in our journey.
Lehigh Valley Public Media's Grover Silcox. This is WLVR.